It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
Hey, happy Advent season, everyone, and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten in part by AAARoofingCompany.com and also 21ology.com. We've talked about a lot of sports. We've had a little bit of this, a little bit of that, all for the last couple of years while we've been doing this show, but we haven't really had a chance to talk a whole lot of basketball this season, and especially the NBA. So let's get right to it and say hi and welcome the TV voice of your Indiana Pacers, Mr. Chris Denari, a good Catholic guy, an active member of the Elizabeth Seton in Carmel. Chris, good to have you aboard Catholic Sports Weekly.
Hey, great to be with you, Will. Always good to talk to you.
Well, I tell you, you are so active and so busy all the time. We appreciate you taking a minute to stop and talk with us. And it, well, of course, this show airs Tuesday afternoon and then again Friday. So some of it's a little dated when we try to talk NBA because of the game schedule. Again, if people are listening on Tuesday, then the Pacers play the Bulls tonight. And they've got some big news. Fred Hoiberg, former Pacer, was just let go, just fired by the Bulls, what, yesterday, I think, or early this morning?
Yeah, he was fired on Monday and, played for the Pacers for a number of years, was a player in Chicago, Minnesota, and the Pacers, then was in the front office at Minnesota, left the Timberwolves, was a highly successful coach at Iowa State. And then, has been the Bulls coach for the last, four plus years. And they've had a tough year and a half, if you will. And coming into the Thursday game or the Tuesday game against the Pacers, they're 5-19, really rebuilding. And you know how it is, Will. I mean, we follow sports. We're in sports. They just feel like they need a new energy. And unfortunately for Fred, his time is up. It doesn't mean he's a bad coach. I mean, no. I think he's a good coach. He'll land somewhere, whether it's somewhere else in the NBA at some point, or I could see him going back to college.
Yeah. Well, he's a great guy. I remember both of us when he was with the Pacers, and we were around him a little bit. You were around him more than I was, but he's just a really good person. And like you said, he'll land on his feet. But what's that do you think for the as far as the Tuesday night game? The Bulls might come in with a little new energy, you know, when they make changes like that. Sometimes you just don't know which way a team is going to react.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit scary if you're the Pacers because there is a renewed sense of energy. And that's one of the things just reading some of the comments and seeing John Paxson, who played with Michael Jordan with the Bulls and now runs the Bulls, talking that they need a new energy. They'll get that, I'm sure. Their interim – well, really not an interim coach. He's under contract for the next year and a half is Jim Boylan, and Jim was an assistant on Frank Vogel's staff here at Indiana for a couple of years, is out of the San Antonio tree with Greg Popovich. He coached in Houston when Hakeem Olajuwon and company won two titles. He's won three titles as an assistant coach, so he's taking over and will bring an energy. I mean, I know Jim. He's very energetic. He's not low-key by any means, and so that's sort of always the scary thing. It seems like the Pacers have run into that here over the last week or so. They went to L.A. to play the Lakers after the Lakers had gotten blown out and embarrassed in Denver, and all of a sudden they came out a different team. Of course, they have LeBron James. Then they played a Sacramento team on Saturday night to end the road trip. Sacramento had lost three straight. Timing is everything in this league, whether you're facing somebody with injuries or somebody that has a mindset change. And that's what will be interesting about Tuesday night's game is how the Bulls come in from a mindset standpoint after their coach was let go.
We're talking with Chris Denari, the TV voice of the Indiana Pacers. And kind of a nice time for the Pacers as far as you. So much of your life is travel. But you've got a nice little schedule here. You guys are home, of course, Tuesday. Then you're home Saturday against the Kings. And then next week, home Monday and Wednesday when the Bucks come to town. So I know you like that when you get a chance to sleep in your own bed for a change, isn't it?
Oh, no question. It's been a heavy road schedule here through the first 23 games. 13 of them have been on the road. Just got back after a week-long road trip last week, and now 6 of the next 8 and 9 of the next 14 are at home. And no, that's good. And if you think back to what was an oddity for the Pacers in the preseason is they were on an 8-day road trip. They played all four preseason games on the road. So probably to start a season, it's been as many days on the road as I've seen in my 13 years. And so Donnie Walsh told me many years ago when I took this job, he goes, hey, at some point it all balances out. There's 41 home and there's 41 road. It's just a matter of each year it's different how you get there. And clearly this year we've had a lot of games on the road, and at some point it'll balance out, and here for the next month or so we're pretty much home most of December before January starts.
Yeah. Chris Denari, now this year, your 13th season as the voice of the Pacers, of course you're also the voice of the Fever. What do you like about this year's Pacers team? What do you like about this group?
Well, the thing that I've really liked, Will, is I think it's been a mindset change, and it really started a year ago when the Pacers acquired Victor Oladipo. He just brought a very positive vibe to this organization, not just to the locker room. I just think the entire organization. And, you think about a guy who is your best guy. That's what Kevin Pritchard says all the time. When your best player is your best human being, mm-hmm. then it's pretty easy for everybody else to fall in line. And, I hear so much about Victor, growing up the son of Nigerian immigrants, very well-educated parents. Victor usually is at Mass every Sunday, yep. I think it's 7:30 or so at St. Pius on the north side. I mean, this is a guy that is everything you want in a leader, it's been a pleasure to be around him. I think the one thing that's happened this year is he's not played for the last seven games. He's nursing a minor knee situation that he had last year that they're managing, and he'll be back relatively soon. But I think it shows that the team is in a much better place than they were a year ago to handle his injury. Last year when he didn't play, they were 0-7, and quite honestly, the team was a train wreck at times when Victor wasn't out on the floor. This year, they're really 4-4 when you count a game that he only played 5 minutes. And so they found ways to be a better team. And I give a lot of that credit to Victor.
I bet.
In his leadership and the way that he's helped mentor his teammates, letting them know that even though he's the best player and an all-star, that they are deserving for accolades as much as he is. And I think that carries over and gives confidence to his teammates. And I think that's why they've been better this year.
Yeah. I know you touched on his faith, and David Benner and I have talked about getting Victor on this show sometime, and he's going to do it, but we kind of want to wait till he gets back. And how difficult is it to be on the road and be the kind of faith-filled Catholic that you want to be? And have you and Victor have had that discussion about time management and trying to make sure Mass is part of your week still and your faith is still very much part of your life?
Well, I think the one thing you have to do is be true to yourself, and I've just tried to, no matter what I do, live my life the way that my parents built as a foundation in our family, and just tried to carry that over, and treat people the way that you want to be treated. I mean, I try to live pretty simply in that standpoint. And I think Victor's much the same way. I mean, I know when I met him really for the first time, I followed him and knew him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we had some time 2 summers ago, just after the trade was made, to spend time together in South Africa. There was an NBA All-Star game that they host each and every year, Team Africa against Team World. And Quinn Buckner and I went over to do the telecast. And so it was a great opportunity to sit at a breakfast table or a lunch table or have dinner with Victor and just get to know him and, what he's all about. And what you find out is even though basketball, defines him as far as, how he's viewed out in the world, that's really probably not what really defines him. I mean, it's a part of who he is, and it's an important part of who he is. But, I remember we were going to New York last year or something, and I think our flight was a little different, and he made the comment to somebody, hey, we got to be there because I want to go to Mass at whatever time it was. Sometimes you lose track of all the places you are and those types of things, but I just think he's a wonderful person who lives his life the way that we all want to see young people live their lives. And, you know, you just try to be true to yourself and faithful, and I think he's a wonderful testament to that.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Mr. Chris Denary, the voice of the Indiana Pacers, and you touched on your father. You lost your dad a little over a year now. I think it was, what, last September when Bob Denary passed away. My dad's anniversary, his 21st year that I lost my dad, it will be this Friday, December 7th. We never lose our dads, do we? them, and my goodness, I'd love to have a conversation. I'm sure you're the same way. You'd love to have a conversation with Dad. But you are him, and you continue that legacy, don't you? He touched so many lives in Central Indiana and beyond that I'm sure that's something you think about almost every day still, don't you?
Oh, there's no question. I did an IU Ball State football game earlier in September, and I went to Westfield. My dad was a longtime teacher and coach at Westfield, and the Westfield class of 85, I think, was having, or maybe 83, whatever it was having a reunion sort of at the football game. And they said, hey, would you stop by after the game, you know, to come see us all? Because a number of those kids were either eighth graders or freshmen when I was a senior. And I walked up, and a number of them go, oh, my gosh, you look just like your dad. and it is true. I mean, I'm 57 now, I'll be 58. And I think back to when, you know, my dad was, you know, teaching before he retired. He was, you know, somewhere 57, 58.
You just tell him, well, he was a good-looking guy. Is that what you say?
Oh, he was a great guy. And you said it, Will. I know I have conversations with him, even though, you know, he's not directly, you know, here and talking to me. But, you know, for so many years, I mean, in my first 11 years that I did the Pacers, I would talk to him literally after every game, whether we were at home or on the road. I was driving home, I was on the bus going to the airport, you know, just to get his point of view, just to touch base. He'd want to talk about the game, about life, all those kinds of things. And those are the things that you miss. I've said this, that, again, going back to Victor, you know, my dad is a graduate of Indiana. My mom went to IU. My dad loved watching Victor and Cody Zeller play, and it's just too bad that, you know, he's not here to be able to watch Victor lead this Pacers team.
Yeah,
I know he's watching, and I know he's enjoying it, but that's really, that's the toughest part, is just not having him here to be able to bounce ideas off. I was very fortunate in my career to have him be a part of what I've done. I can't tell you how many Butler games he went to with me when I was the voice of Butler basketball. I can't tell you how many games from when they were in first grade to high school that my dad saw my sons all play, whether they were in the Carmel Dads Club or at Guerin Catholic or whatever. So, you know, the great thing was he got to be a real part of all of our lives. And that's probably, you know, that's why you miss him so much, because they were there, he was there, he wanted to be there, he was a part of it, and when he's gone, that's the hardest thing that you have to deal with.
But like you said, you kind of live that legacy now, and you have those conversations with your sons, and you just kind of like going back to the faith, and there at Elizabeth Seton, when you get a chance to go to your home parish, it's important to be who you are, live, like you said earlier, live true to who you are, and that would be what would make your dad the most proud, right?
Yeah, no question. And what gives me great solace, I guess, is just, it's even a year after he's passed, is you run into somebody and they tell you how much that, you know, my dad meant to them, no matter what. No matter whether he was a high school teacher or a high school coach. He also, you know, late in his career, dabbled in real estate, and he worked for Carpenter. And I was doing an event for the Humane Society a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, I was emceeing it, and I had somebody come up to me, and I'd never met them. And a lady said, hey, I worked with your dad for so many years at Carpenter. I can't tell you what a great gentleman he was. And, you know, those are the things that, you know, make you feel so good and give you the motivation to continue to live the way that, you know, he lived. And you're right, we are all representatives of our family and our faith. And, you know, most of all, I'm a representative of how he raised us. And so it definitely gives you the motivation to continue that as you move forward. And then it's my job to pass it on to my sons, and hopefully they'll pass that on to their children as well.
Well, that's Chris Denary, the voice of the Indiana Pacers. They're home Tuesday night this week, then home Saturday, and then next Monday and next Wednesday. Chris, thank you for who you are, and just keep being who you are, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much, Will.
All right. That's Chris Denary. We're going to take a break. We're back with part two of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com. Be sure to tune in to Catholic Radio Indy on Friday, December 14th from 4 to 5 p.m. We'll be doing a live remote broadcast from Chris Kendall Village at St. John the Evangelist Church. Bridget Ayer and Kent Blanford will be interviewing organizers of the annual event hosted by St. John's, as well as some of the vendors and perhaps maybe even Mary and Joseph. This live broadcast is underwritten by Franciscan Health and one of their newest locations at City Way, downtown Indianapolis.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group, elamusa.com, for environmental questions. Welcome back, and let's talk a little football. We didn't talk any at all during the first segment because we had Chris Denary and the Pacers talking a lot about Pacers and faith and this, that, and the other. Of course, if you're a Notre Dame fan, your guys are in. College football playoff is set. Number one, Alabama, will play number four, Oklahoma. Number two, Clemson, will play number three, Notre Dame. Those games are December 29th, and the winners move on to the championship on Monday, January 7th. And, of course, a big news of this week is Urban Meyer announcing he's retiring after the Rose Bowl, leaving Ohio State, leaving college coaching with an 85-9 record at OSU and 55-4 overall in the Big Ten. And a guy who I know was front court, or front right in the 50-yard line, I think, was former Indianapolis Colts Super Bowl champion Ryan Dean. Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
No, thanks, Will. Good to be here.
I was talking college football a little bit there. Of course, the Colts last week lost a tough one, 6-0. A team that's been putting on all kinds of offensive show just didn't do it this last week. But first, let's give me your take on the Big Ten championship and just the whole event that is Indianapolis hosting that game. It's big, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think the town did a fantastic job, as they always do with these large-scale events. It was cool to have Northwestern in the game as a Chicago native.
Yep.
I had a lot of friends that went there and actually played with some guys on the Colts from Northwestern, and have a family connection to one of the coaches there on staff. So it was neat to be a part of it and neat to see a lot of purple in the stands. They were a little bit overwhelmed by the sea of red out there, but the Northwestern fans, they came strong.
Yeah.
They were loud. They had a good time.
Yeah, they looked like they did. Was it about 70% probably in the building, red against purple?
Yeah, I would say about 3-1 for
yeah.
sure. But,
yeah.
you know, thing about the size of the school, it makes sense.
Yeah, you know? It does. Now you went to Northern. You went to Northern Illinois, right? Played college football, and then the Chicago connection is more from your youth and growing up, right? That's how you kind of became a Chicago fan or a Northwestern fan.
Yeah. I grew up in the west suburbs of Chicago, so definitely pulled for the Northsiders, the Cubbies, and grew up watching the Bears, and then of course, you know, seeing Northwestern in the game was exciting because, you know, they're a team that has their place in the Big Ten. It's not always at the top, but they've got a pretty good squad led by Pat Fitzgerald. So
yeah.
He's definitely building something there. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. We're talking with Ryan Dean, former lineman for the Indianapolis Colts, Super Bowl champ. And what, real quickly, before we get into one thing we want to talk about, the strikeout cancer event that's coming up in January, Just give me a quick take on the Colts, and they've played well lately. Tough one last week. This week they're at Houston. That's going to be a tough game. But the offensive line looks like the old Saturday Deem Tarik Glenn line a little bit, doesn't it? Almost.
I tell you, they're putting something together. They've been, despite this past week's loss, they've played really, really well offensively and up front. I think that is kind of speaking for itself. I think they have a league low sack number right now at somewhere around 11 or 12, which is very solid at this point in the year. They're starting to gel, and that's always the big thing with the offensive line. You got to have consistency. You got to have a lineup in there together a lot, so they can kind of get a feel for each other and really be able to read each other's minds and play together as one. And that's starting to happen. And I give them a ton of credit for putting in the work and probably doing some extra stuff and grinding it out. But you've got a couple new bodies in there that they're doing some really good stuff. Obviously, Quentin Nelson's a big name, and I think he is earning the acknowledgement and all the hype that was around him because he's that kind of player.
Yeah.
Over on the right side, you've had Braden Smith working in at right tackle, another young guy who hopefully will be around for a long time. So the pieces are starting to come together. And it's been fun to watch. Now, I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in this past week's game. It wasn't the typical Colts we've been seeing the previous 5 weeks, but they'll be back. Yeah. So don't worry about that.
Quentin Nelson, a lot of people, he gets a lot of pub just his attitude. They say he's nasty and kind of mean and says things maybe he shouldn't. And what do you think about this kid? Is there anybody that you can think of that kind of played like him? Who, were you the Quentin Nelson on this team? Or I don't think so. I never saw that out of you. But what do you think of just his whole attitude?
You know what? It's whatever works for you.
Yeah.
And if that's what gets him fired up and that's how he plays, being nasty, between the whistles is great. I hope that, off the field, he's a great guy. I've heard good things, but I have not actually hung out with him. I don't know. You just hope that what happens on the field kind of stays on the field, and that attitude, I'm sure, doesn't carry over to everything in his life.
Yeah. That was Rick DeMulling. He was the nasty guy, right?
Lilja.
Lilja had a little nasty, yep.
Tell
me about this. Nasty. Yeah, Jeff was nasty. Strikeout Cancer. It's coming up January 26th. It's at Woodland Bowl in Carmel. Tell me about that event, and how did you get involved?
Well, my wife and I, Julie and I, have been fundraising for pediatric cancer research for 14 years, and we've done it through golf outings and other tailgate parties and all sorts of different kind of fundraisers, and I always wanted to do a bowling event because I thought it would just be a lot of fun, and anyone can bowl, golf.
Yeah.
People sometimes are intimidated by golf, even though they shouldn't be because most people are not that good. But bowling is something that anyone can do. It's so approachable, and we did it last year for the first time. We raised over $75,000 for pediatric cancer research at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, and it was just the best feedback I got from people was just how fun it was because you put 400 people in one room, and you do a little bowling, maybe enjoy a beverage or two, and have some good food and just some good times and know that you're helping some kids that really, really need the help. And we did some good stuff last year. People were very generous, very thankful for our lead sponsor, who's back again, Northwestern Mutual. They always come strong with a lot of participants and a lot of money. So we really appreciate their support.
Talking with Ryan Deem, former Colt. The event is January 26th at Woodland Bowl. And are there still spots? It's called Strikeout Cancer. How can people get involved?
You can go to strikeoutcancerindy.com. And all the information's there, or hit me up on Twitter at Ryan Deem. There's plenty of information on the website. Sponsorships are definitely still available and encouraged, and you can also just sign up as a team of six or an individual and come out and just have a great time. It's all going to the bowling fee is basically $100 a person. You get, drinks, you get food, you get a gift bag, you get to have a good time, and you get your chance at some raffle tickets and stuff like that for some great prizes. We're going to have all sorts of tickets to sporting events and concerts up for grabs. So it'll be a really, really fun time.
And
6 p.m. on Saturday, January 26th at Woodland Bowl.
And I know you're very interested in this pediatric cancer. It's a lot of the cancers get a lot of coverage and a lot of publicity. This really doesn't for some reason. So I'm sure that's a big reason why you want to get involved. This is heartbreaking. I mean, these are kids that are fighting for their lives, and that's why I'm sure it touches your and your family's heartstrings.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fortunately, we have not had to deal with this directly within our family, but I've seen and met and got to know a lot of kids and families, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. You know, no one deserves to have to battle cancer, you know, let alone a child. So it's, you know, just the kind of the thing that my wife and I have chose to get behind. Pediatric cancer, as far as funding overall, is a very, very small portion of what all cancers get as far as research money. So very, very small percentage goes to pediatric specific drugs. A lot of times, you know, kids are forced to use the adult strength drugs, and it has some really, really bad side effects that are lifelong. And it's just not something that, you know, number one, have to see a kid fight the disease, but then live the rest of their life, you know, in a, you know, not normal way because of the medicines that they had to take. So that's really the reason behind it. We love these kids. We love being around them, and we certainly want to support them in their fight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what you do. And Ryan Deem, I appreciate what you do for the community. And Strike Out Cancer, the event, January 26th at Woodland Bowl in Carmel. StrikeOutCancerIndy.com is the way to get more information. Ryan, thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Will.
All right. That's Ryan Deem. We're taking a break right after this. Stay tuned.
Herding cars, trucks, homes, businesses, workshops, garages, man caves, and she sheds.
We're with you wherever you go. Catholic Radio Indy.
Just a reminder that Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at catholicradioindy.org.
And again, thanks to our underwriters here at Catholic Sports Weekly, AAARoofingCompany.com and 21ology.com. Well, we talked a little bit about it. I know Notre Dame fans are saying, why didn't you talk more about Notre Dame? Well, they're in the show, Clemson against Notre Dame on December 29th, and then the other half of it's Alabama against Oklahoma. Those games on December 29th as they march towards potentially a national championship. And I didn't forget you, Purdue fans. They did qualify. They're in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. That game will be against Auburn on December 28th. So thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. Thanks to our guests, Ryan Deem and Chris Denary. And we'll see you next time right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.